Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we're back. To me, if you are going to win, 9 times out of 10, you are going to have a plan that you believe in, that is definitive. That doesn't mean every plan's right. It's not. But the first thing you have to be if you're going to lead a team is you have to have a plan. And this idea that, well, you know, we'll be flexible or we'll see how it works out or, you know, we have a bunch of models to choose from. No, you don't. You have to answer one question here first. And it's time the Giants looked in the mirror and answered this question. We have reached the crossroads with Eli Manning. If we don't think we can rebuild this team into a playoff contender this year, if it's too much to undertake, then let the other plan begin. But the plan that I find nonsensical, and listen, there's many mistakes that have been made. Letting Whitworth walk away when he wanted to be here a couple of years ago. Biggest mistake Reese made. He might still be here if he had brought Whitworth in. They needed an anchor for that offensive line. They never found him. They've continued to make and compound error after error on that offensive line, and now the defense has fallen apart. And last year, the defense was atrocious. Remember, they blew 4 games that they were winning in the final seconds. They lost 4 of them last year. They need to rebuild. Their line play on both sides was atrocious last year. It has to improve markedly. If they can't improve it, if they think it's too much to try to build both in 1 year, then say that and move on from your veteran quarterback and go get your future quarterback and start with him. I understand that. The last thing Eli wants to do is be on a bench here next year, sitting here doing nothing while the team stinks. But if you're going to bring him back, if you have a commitment to him in the last year, you've already said he can play, but the question just isn't, is he can play? It's, can I build a team that can win around him? Which means when he gives me a lead in the fourth quarter, can I protect it? And can I protect him? I've done neither in recent years, which is why I've been losing. And if it's too much, and it might be, it's a fair question to ask, and it doesn't mean there's not one answer. If the answer is, and I think it's a fair answer, hey, I can't do this all in 1 year, well, then it's time to move on and start your future. To bring Eli back and then draft a quarterback with one of your biggest chips tells me you're not trying to win next year. Because otherwise, how can you do that? You have about four, you have 2 ways to bring in about 4 key people. One of them is with that first round draft pick. If you're not bringing in a piece that will help you immediately with Eli behind the center, then you aren't winning next year. And if you make it a quarterback, then how does that help him? And if you don't think you can rebuild it, well, then take that 6th pick and pick your future quarterback. I have no problem with that, but that means saying goodbye to him now and his contract. Have a plan. The Giants have been lost in the wilderness for years. They've become a lousy, losing organization. They made big mistakes. They made a mistake about Gilbride. They made mistakes about Coughlin. They didn't help Coughlin out, and then Coughlin lost. I understand after 3 years it was hard to support Coughlin at his age. I understand that. Three straight losing seasons, especially when one owner promised the other owner in the third year that if he lost again, he was out. I understand that. But the Giants, for 25 years, after being lost from 64 into the early 80s, they went from the early 80s or mid-80s to 2012, and they were a top franchise. In those 25 years, they went to 5 Super Bowls and won 4. There was no prouder organization in the sport, but they've lost their way. And neither Gettleman nor Shermer have shown me they know how to get us back there yet. And their comments today didn't lead me in that direction. Joe in Brooklyn, what's up, Joe?
Mike, why does Gettleman treat us that we don't watch the games week after week, season after season, and see what's going on? The Giants are actually in a very good spot right now to rebuild with Saquon Barkley. Also, you know, maybe draft one of these big guns in the first couple rounds, drop down, and then just, like you said,
well, the first decision they have to make is, listen, the first decision, Joe, is at quarterback. What are you doing this year? If you have a old legacy quarterback, if you don't think you're ready to win this year, then you say goodbye to him. If you say, I'm keeping him and he's our guy this year, then you believe that you can win this year. Otherwise, why would you have Eli here if you didn't think you could take a run at it this year? It doesn't make any sense. To bring him back, to bring in another quarterback, doesn't make any sense. You have only so many assets that you can allocate to this season. To take one of your chips, your biggest chips, and use it in a non-productive way after you've basically said Eli's our guy shows me you don't know what you're doing. Well, I'm building for the future. Well, then this year is not going to work. Then build for the future the right way. By saying goodbye to Eli and his contract and having his money to use and getting your young quarterback some playing time. That's fine. Commit to that. But commit to something. Now, well, you know, there's a lot of models. And, you know, the season doesn't open, guys, to September, in case you didn't know. Great, we needed you to tell us that. Thanks. What we could tell you is that you did a lousy job last year. That's what we all can tell you. Anyone who paid attention. You did a lousy job last year. Wilson in Roxbury. What's up, Wilson?
Hey, Mikey. How are you?
What's up?
Hey, listen, I called you the other day and I said to you that, you know, the future with Eli is no future. It's now. And you said to me that they need a lot of holes and they have to hit a home run. And they do. They do have to hit a home run. And, you know, we can win. But today, I am more confused today than I was at the end of last year. I mean, I'm starting to believe that maybe Dave Gettleman's illness took a toll.
Well,
on him.
I don't want to go there about his illness. Well, you know, because that's something that I'm gonna go on the premise that he's fine. We wish him well. No one even wants to bring up anything with that. If he's here doing the job, he's doing the job, and that's it. We're going to judge him just like we judge any other general manager. If he's not well, then I understand that, and that's a whole different set of circumstances. And we wish him nothing but Godspeed in that area. But when he says that he can envision a scenario where Eli Manning gets competition at the position, then what are you doing? Then you can't be good next year under that scenario. There's no way for that team. Then you're telling me that next year doesn't count, and all you're doing is having Eli pass the baton in another bad season. That's all you're telling me, because that can't work. If Eli's passing the baton next year to another quarterback, that season's a losing season. He's not passing the baton in a winning season. one way or the other. I've been telling you for 2 months, make a decision about this year. We're going to take a run at it, and that means take a run at it. If not, move on. Matt in Rockland, what's up, Matt?
Mike, I'm a Jet fan. I'm not a Giant fan. But when, correct me if I'm wrong, you have a problem with the Giants posturing, basically leaving it open that they may take a quarterback and have him.
No, my position. Right? No. Get the premise right. The premise is this. If you are bringing Eli back, it's because you think you can win. If you're going think you can win, then everything you do has to be directed towards that cause, which means you cannot take the sixth pick and use a quarterback.
I know, but you could make it seem like you might so that you have more trade equity.
I don't understand what that means. What is that? What is that? Wait a second. What does that mean exactly?
It means if your team and Kyler Murray or somebody else flips, and the Giants are about to pick, and you want to draft up, and you think the Giants might take him, you may offer them more for that. If you think there's no chance that they'll take him, well, then you'll wait.
If you're talking about taking somebody trading you a higher pick, they will want exactly what the book value says that they will want. I could tell you right now, you give me the number, and I will tell you what that team will want for the Giants' sixth pick plus. I will give you exactly what they will want. It will not change based on anything that the Giants do, say, or anything else. It'll be based on a book value scale that is used by the entire league. It will not be done by anything else. That's the value that is utilized all the time when it comes to the draft. But my problem is this. It's not that I'm saying you have to keep Eli Manning. You don't. But you have to commit to him if you're keeping him. Because otherwise the season makes no sense. If you're keeping Eli Manning, the only reason you'll be keeping him is to take a run at the playoffs. Otherwise, why would you keep him? You would move to the future and begin your rebuilding with a new quarterback. If you can't get this done in 1 year, and it might not be possible to get this done in 1 year, they need a tremendous amount of work on both lines. The Giants right now are a bad defense and a bad offensive line. That is a terrible combination. And somehow Gettleman with his, you know, this is roster building, and then, you know, we don't play till September. Really, thanks. None of us knew that. Andrew in Westbury, what's up, Andrew?
Hey, Mike. How long do you give Shermer and Gettleman, like number of seasons-wise?
That I have no idea. I mean, you know what? I can't answer for ownership right now. I don't know what the year's going to bring. I can't answer that. I think the Giants don't want to keep changing people. They really don't. It's not their want. They believe more in the way of being patient. They believe in running their franchise a lot towards the Steelers. Now, they've never shown the patience the Steelers have. Okay, they've never shown the ability to pick players as well as the Steelers. They've never shown the ability to have the patience that the Steelers have had. Okay, but they think of themselves along the same vein as the Steelers. They would prefer to be patient and keep coaches. I think that's true. I think they like both of these guys. Remember, Gettleman's got a history here. Sherman's a guy that I think they like him personally. I think he's a very easy guy to like from that standpoint. And Gettleman's got a history here. So, I mean, it's not like, you know, they thought with Gettleman they were going back a little bit towards the George Young days. That's where they thought they were headed. And Gettleman has a lot of the George Young philosophies. I mean, that's part of his thing. Big is better, you know, stuff like that, which has always been the Giant credo from George Young to Parcells. Always, you know, big is better. Big is better. And that's always been the Belichick way, the Parcells way, the Giant way. You know, that big is better. Physical, big is better. Brian in Staten Island, what's up, Brian?
Mike, what's going on?
What's happening?
Shermer and Gettleman got to start listening to Brody Van Wagner and learn how to deal with the media and answer some of these questions.
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, we'll have to wait and see Brody what Brody gets accomplished here. But, I think they have to make a commitment. I think they need to make a commitment as well. This is about Gettleman right now. This is not about Shermer. This is Gettleman's time of year. This is not Shermer's time of year. This is Gettleman's time of year. He's the one who's got to decide what the direction of this franchise is.
Mike, maybe if they're not in love with Haskins or Kyler Murray. And they just, I mean, I believe in Eli Manning for at least one more year. Or if they can't get a trade, you know, if they can't trade him for Russell Wilson, I know that's out. Those rumors are out there. But maybe they're just waiting until next year for Tua. Is that
Well, you see, but you got to be bad to get him next year. You're going to have the first pick in the draft to get him next year. You're not getting him down the draft. You don't want to be picking first again. You're the Giants. You don't want to be picking first. I mean, you sit through a 1-15 season to get, you know, that's what you're going to have to do to get Tua. There's two quarterbacks coming in the next 2 years. I understand that, but they're both going to be top of the draft quarterbacks. I mean, that's not going to be an easy thing to do. I mean, you know, you're going to have to be really bad. And the Giants, losing's not, you know, doesn't come natural for them. It really doesn't. It hasn't for a long time. But you know what? It's starting to pile up now. And they're not a very good team. You got to be honest with it. They're not a very good team. And I would not franchise Collins. I'm not giving him that kind of money. You know, to me, he's a nice player, but he's not a player who deserves to get franchised. Joe in the Bronx, what's up, Joe?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good, what's up?
Well, I mean, from the initial press conference that we got from him, he sounded like he told you the Brooklyn Bridge, which I think everybody thought they locked us off the barrel. But today the guy sounded like Ralph Cramden, I named that tune. He had no answer for anybody. Whatever he said made no sense. You know, he's like, you know, you're trying to con the con, and you can't con the con.
Well, I think there is a little bit of that. I think Gettleman thinks that he's clever. In his little folksy sayings, that he thinks that he can just kind of put things over on people a little bit. It's not going to work. I mean, they're at a crossroads here. And to me, why would you possibly bring Eli Manning back unless you thought you could win this year with him? To bring him back and then draft a quarterback at 6, someone would have to explain that to me. Why would that make any sense? Then you just play the quarterback at 6 and utilize the money from Eli's contract that you're going to save. Why the heck would you do that? What, to have Eli go out and start the, you know, and go 4-4 or 3-5 and then say, oh, let's go to the kid? Who wants that season? Who's looking forward to that season? And if you believe, which is a fair belief, that you can't get this done in 1 year, that it's too much of an undertaking to get it done in 1 year, then move on from your quarterback. That's the signal that it's time to move on from your quarterback. If you can't win with Eli this year, you don't keep him. That's the bottom line. If you do keep him, and I have always been in the camp that he can still play. So I agree with him on that premise. But follow that to its completion, which means I believe he can play, which means that if I put the pieces around him, we can win. I believe that. But that means that you don't turn around then and draft a quarterback. You go take yourself somebody on the offensive line or a defensive pass rusher and utilize it from that standpoint where you're desperate for help with one of your top assets, which is your number 6 pick. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.